Welcome to another interview in our special series of interviews where we talk with Rocky Mountain Power and WattSmart Homes, Mr. Chris Fleming. He is the Senior Program Services Manager here to tell us all about fantastic opportunities in our community for our homes and for everything going forward into the winter season that we're coming up on. Thank you so much for joining us again, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I think I've lost count on how many times we've chatted about.
Yeah, we've been talking throughout the summer. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
And we've learned a lot from it. So we've really been appreciating these chances to visit. As we have been talking throughout the summer, and we've had a lot of things to talk about, I think this would be a great time to maybe review and make sure everybody remembers some of the things that we have talked about. And I know one of the best ways to see everything that's going on is the WattSmartHomes.com. Can you remind us a bit about the website?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that is the most comprehensive place to view all of the different products and categories that we, have the ability to receive rebates for homeowners in. Everything from, like we've talked about, your HVAC to appliances to, weatherization like insulation and air sealing, even down to smart measures. So even the smart plugs and smart switches, to be able to control those devices that, those vampire energy devices, they call them, that just kind of draw power while they're sitting there idle. So yeah, really can kind of touch on most of the things in your home, and you can learn all about that as well as a lot of other things, how to read your bill. Got some cool games on there called the What's a Watt game, where you can learn about wattage and, how it's utilized in your home, as well as, what type of appliances use more energy than others. So there's lots and lots of information on WattSmartHomes.com.
Absolutely. I've been to the website. There really is a ton of information that we've been able to talk about throughout the summer. But when we started these interviews, one of the things that we were hitting the hardest, trying to help people understand, those were the heat pumps. And when we were talking about them in the summer, we were talking about how good they are at cooling our homes. But as we're heading into a different season, can you give us a little overview of how the heat pumps work for the winter?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, the in the name there, heat pumps, most people think that they just heat, those that aren't familiar with them. And like we've learned over the summer, they do cool as well. But yeah, as you move into the cooler, and especially these what we call shoulder months in our region here, the heat pumps do a great job of heating your home down to the 0 degree temperatures, freezing temperatures, and utilize electricity to heat your home, which is, a little bit cheaper in some cases than gas, depending on your state, and do it a little bit more efficiently the way that it heats your home. It also does a better job at filtrating your home by running more frequently and for longer durations, which is a real big benefit of heat pumps as well too. And, then there's lots of dollars out there for upgrading to heat pumps, not only at the utility level, but also at the government level through tax incentives. And then potentially, like we've touched on a couple times, the Inflation Reduction Act, as those programs start to roll out for different communities. So lots of really cool things happening with heat pumps, lots of different types of applications that you can use them for, whether that's, like a dual fuel product that pairs with your gas furnace and is kind of a whole home solution, or, if you have issues with spot heating or spot cooling where you traditionally have used like a space heater or a window air conditioner, permanent solutions around ductless technologies for heat pumps are a really good solution for customers, where it's a permanent fix for, a cold bonus room or a big master bedroom that gets really hot or really cold in the summer or winter months.
I appreciate that. And one thing I thought of while you were talking about this time of the year in this area, does the heat pump do okay when we have super hot afternoons and super cold mornings? Does it still do pretty good with that?
Absolutely. That's kind of the other, the next step in the technology, especially when you move to heat pump technologies, is you are getting a much smarter system. I think that is a really good way to say and describe it, where, it has the ability to kind of know what the outside temperature is and when, it's appropriate to run the heat pump and efficient to run the heat pump, and when it really needs to switch over to the gas furnace, for instance, in the dual fuel scenarios, right? Depending on which system you get for which application in your home really dictates, when and how that heat pump needs to operate. So, it's all really dependent on your specific situation, but they really can meet the demand and the needs, even in cold climates. There's been a lot of technology advances over the years for cold climate heat pumps.
I appreciate that very much, because yeah, that is one of the challenges of this time of the year. It's super cold in the morning, but then you're getting hot in the afternoon, and that's awesome to have one system that can do them both. One of the final points we'll probably get to talk about is one of the things we've talked about throughout the summer is the amazing efforts being put into some smart appliances and taking care of the whole home.
Absolutely. Like I referenced earlier, you know, I mean, we have incentives available for, you know, your traditional appliances like refrigerators, clothes washers, dishwashers, that type of stuff, but also some other products, you know, like the engine block heater controllers that we've touched on for those that, you know, drive tractors or have diesel trucks or stock tank heaters, that type of stuff in the more rural areas, as well as, you know, roof tape heat timers that, you know, kind of dictate how long those types of products run, all the way down to those smart plugs and smart switches that allow you to control those plugs and devices in your home, as well as your lighting, to only run when it needs to run. You're watching it or in the room. You know, we even have occupancy sensor rebates where if you put an occupancy sensor in your home, you know, that's turning the light off when you're not in the room, which is a good thing, right? So
absolutely. There is just so much available, so many things that we can do to help our homes, help our bills, and Rocky Mountain Power and Watt Smart Homes are trying to help us. They're here for us. Once again, check out wattsmarthomes.com for a ton of great ideas of things that you can do, things that are coming in the future. That's a good place to keep an eye on. We are running short of time, but do you have any final thoughts to share with us, Chris?
I mean, that was just a quick synopsis, but you know, we are, like we were this past summer, we're going to be out in the different territories within Utah, Northern Utah, Southern Utah. So, you know, look for us at different varying events. You know, there's some winter fests and different types of events like that that we're going to be attending. So come out and see us and learn more.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate that very much. We have been able to talk with Mr. Chris Fleming. He is the Rocky Mountain Power and Watt Smart Homes Senior Programs Services Manager. We've been talking with him throughout the summer, learning a whole lot. And like he said, that was just a fast overview of only a few things we've talked about. So definitely head to wattsmarthomes.com, learn a lot, get ready for winter because it is coming before we know it. And there's a lot we can do. So we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. It's been a pleasure.
We appreciate it. Until we get to talk to Chris again, hope you have a fantastic day.